This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Today we continue the study in which we were engaged last time based on Hebrews chapter 3 verses 12 and 13 in which the writer said, "But exhort one another day by day so long as it is called today, lest any one of you be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin." Based upon that passage, I pointed out that sin wears a mask. It appears to be what it actually isn't. It plays a trick on us. Last time we discussed the fact that sin wears the mask of truth, when as a matter of fact it is a lie, a falsehood. Further, we pointed out that it wears the mask of beauty. It cries out, "I am beautiful," but as a matter of fact it is ugly, monstrously ugly. Now today I want to begin in the third point to say that sin wears the mask of happiness. And by that I mean it cries out to every one of us, "I will bring you happiness." And we have to admit again that it appears that way. As we look at people involved in sin, many times even those who are godly people may even be, at least momentarily, jealous or envious of the seeming happy way in which they're living their lives. But as a matter of fact, it simply doesn't work that way. Last time I called your attention to David and his sin of adultery with Bathsheba. And I note how this carries on into his life later, in the life of his children, how one of his children violated and forced himself upon a daughter of David, and how David in the life of his son Absalom found tragedy and heartache to come into his life in so many ways. And even after the boy had tried to overthrow him as king, perhaps even to murder him, to kill him, that when David got word of the death of that boy whose name was Absalom, he cried out, "O Absalom, Absalom, my son Absalom, would God I had died for thee." And so you see, sin did not bring happiness to David. It won't bring happiness to anybody. Judas, after he had betrayed our blessed Lord in the hands of sinners for a few pieces of silver, came back to the Jewish leaders and said, "Here's this money you've given me. I've sinned in that I betrayed innocent blood." And when they cared nothing for it, he threw it down on the floor and went out and hung himself. Yes, you see, sin appears to bring happiness, and you may right today be contemplating the launching yourself into some sort of sinful activity with the idea in mind that it's going to bring you happiness. As you look at it, you see only that mask that sin wears that cries out, "I am happiness, I am joy, I am pleasure, I will make you feel good." As a matter of fact, it will bring you down into degradation and sorrow and tribulation. Think again of Esau, as the record is given in Hebrews 12, when he sold his birthright for a mess of pottage. And for Peter, the apostle Peter, who denied his blessed Lord, even though he swore that if everyone else forsook him, that he would not do so. And we find that Peter going out in the middle of the night and weeping bitterly, for he knew that he had betrayed the Lord, that he had denied the blessed Lord who was about to die for him. And so sin wears a mask of being or bringing happiness, where as a matter of fact it brings sorrow and degradation. In the fourth place, we note that sin wears a mask of service. As we look at sin, it has on a mask, it has written perhaps across the forehead, "I will be your servant, I will work for you, I will help you." But it appears that way, we know, only for a time. We find that men actually get themselves into its clutches. Men look at alcohol and drugs, and they say to themselves, "I will make alcohol serve me. I will make strong drugs serve me to bring me happiness and joy." They look at crooked practices in business and say, "I will use this practice to bring me happiness because I will make more money and this will make me happy." Can you not imagine government officials were involved in the recent tragedy, looking at it beforehand and saying, "We will use this to bring us happiness and joy." Illicit sexual activities, "I will use this to bring me joy," but it can only bring sorrow and degradation. Remember the words of the writer of the Hebrew letter in his warning, "Lest we be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin."